Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday night. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at, and it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, you know, any question about the lesson, just call me at this number. The phone line will be open throughout the broadcast. Amen. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN at gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we've given to you. Praise be to God. So once again, you know how we do it. We're going to open up with prayer. And wherever you're listening to me, I want you to join in with me as we petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you for this day you have made and created. We thank you for being Lord God and ruler of all things. And Father, we thank you for keeping us. So therefore, Lord, we petition you once again that your spirit will be with us, Father, as we go and enter into the Word of God. Father, I pray today, Lord God, for your hand of protection and your hand of revelation to reveal to the people what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we will give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, supposed to have been on yesterday, but had technical difficulties, and hopefully it's going through now. You know, if not, hey, we'll do it again. I know that Satan does his little part in messing with the airways. Sometimes it's just regular technical difficulties. But either way it goes, we know that the Lord will make a way for this message, for this word to get out. Praise be to God. So, amen and amen. And I just thank God for this day that he's made and created. Amen. And thank God for what he's been doing in the life of his people. Amen. And he's definitely been working in the life of his people this day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And he's worthy to be praised and be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Today, we'll continue on in the series, Masonry, Exalting Lucifer, Part 3 today. And we had been looking at how that, and I've been giving them of the high-ranking Masonic leaders, the one that's highly regarded, what they have said concerning Masonry. And in their writings, we see that Masonry exalts Lucifer. It exalts Lucifer. I want to once again read to you what came from one of the high-level Masons in Masonry, named Albert Pike. Read to you once again what he had to say concerning Lucifer, saying that Lucifer is God, and how he put down the true and living God. Amen? So let me read this to you once again. It says, instructions to the 23rd Supreme Council of the World, Albert Pike, Grand Commander, Sovereign Pontiff of University of Freemasonry, July 14, 1889, recorded by A.C. de la Rive, Le Femme et Infant, Dons Le Franc, and McConnery University, page 588. And this is what it says, a debt which we must say to the crowd is we worship a God. And this is what Albert Pike is saying in connection dealing with Freemasonry. He said, that which we must say to the crowd is We worship a God, but it is the God that one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspectors General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degree. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us, initiates of the high degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. Okay, maintained in the Luciferian doctrine. That's the doctrine of Satan or Lucifer. Okay. Then he goes on to say, if Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, A-D-O-N-A-Y, and you say, well, who is Adonai? Adonai is who they call the God of the Christians, or who God that we as believers serve. He said, if Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, whose deeds prove his cruelty, perfidy, and hatred, okay, of man, barbarism, and repulsion for science, will Adonai and his priests illuminate him? Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. For the eternal law is that there is no light without shade, no beauty without ugliness, no white without black, for the absolute can only exist as two gods. Darkness being necessary for light to serve as its foil, as the pedestal is necessary to the statue and the brake to the locomotive. Thus, the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, and the true and pure philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai. But Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. Now, in this part of the series, we talked about how that he was saying that Lucifer is equal to God, and we saw in the scriptures that that is nowhere near true. Okay, the scriptures do not support that, amen. And they were saying here that Lucifer is God. Now, the Bible calls him the God of this world, Lurgy, but he is not the overall ruling God. And we looked at that because he's not the overall ruling God, amen. But I want to look at tonight this other thing he had to say. He said that Lucifer is the God of light and God of good. And he said, Adonai, the God that Christians serve, is the God of darkness and evil. Now, he said Lucifer is the God of light and a God of good. Now, earlier in this series, in this part of the series, I did a part where they were saying that all good come from Osiris, which is another form name of Satan. And we looked at the word where the word is supposed to say that the Lord is good, because that is his nature. And we looked at how Satan is deceiving and evil. So, therefore, he could not be the God of good. Now, I want to look at tonight what he taught, what he's calling him the God of light. Okay, the God of light. Now, I want to look at some scriptures to show that this also is not true. Okay? Once again, this also is not true. Let's go to John chapter 1 and take a look at this. John chapter 1. Because there's no way and never will be that Lucifer will be the God of light. It's not happening, people. I don't care what you've been told, what organization, what secret society told you otherwise. They are lying. Now, John chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. Did you see that? And the life was the light of men. In who? In the Lord. In the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Word that was made flesh. The Bible said in him was life. And the life was the light of men. He said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. He was not that light. Okay? Verse 8. But it was sent to bear witness of that light. Okay? So he was not that light. Well, who was the light? The light was the Lord Jesus Christ. Because remember, it said in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, okay? So he is the God of light. You understand what I'm saying? Not Lucifer. There's nothing mentioned here in these verses right here, not even an indication that Lucifer is the God of light. No, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is the God of light. Amen. So that which Albert Pike, one of the leaders in the Masonic order, who was highly regarded by the Masons, one of the high-level Masons, is lying. Lucifer is not the God of light. Now, seeing that what John said, let's see something Jesus said. Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. And let's look at something Jesus had to say. Okay? Amen. John chapter 8, verse 12. Praise be to God. John chapter 8, verse 12. Now look what the word of God said. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said, the word said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you see that? He said, I am the light of the world. Once again, not Lucifer. And he said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, if Lucifer was the God of light, wouldn't you think that Jesus, being the God of truth and honesty, would have said so? Well, of course he would have, but he didn't say so because it is not so, okay? And in fact, Jesus said, if anyone follow him, they would not walk in darkness. So that means if you follow Satan, you will walk in darkness. So he's the God of darkness, okay? Jesus is the God of light. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Do you see what I'm saying? See, that they're, you know, this thing that they are portraying in the Masonic order. And like I said, you know, before, to those of you who are listening who may be members of the Masonic order, and some of these things I presented to you, you'll say, man, I ain't never heard of that. They ain't never told me nothing like that. Therefore, you lying. Well, see, I believe you when you said you've never heard of it, never seen it. I believe you. Because, once again, that tells me what level you on. And, see, reading the words of Albert Pike, what he had to say concerning if you're not what is called a adept, a sage, or the elect, that you are purposely given false information and false interpretation, even about the symbols and what they mean, that Albert Pike said you're done like that on purpose, especially if you're at an entry level or a lower level Mason, he said, because you have not proved yourself worthy. What? For the real truth. But see, as you go up in the Masonic order, okay, then you start learning what you're truly worshiping or who you're truly worshiping. So as for this notion that Lucifer is a light, that is a lie, okay? Lucifer is not light, period. He's not the God of light, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because what? Light is not really in his nature. He can copycat, but see, he can't hold it. You know, the Bible said Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. But, you know, I remember T.E. Jakes gave an illustration years ago, which was a good illustration, how what kind of light Lucifer would show. And you know, it can be deceiving. But I remember that, you know, for example, T.D. Jakes talked about how when a photographer takes pictures, he go into this room, and this room have light, but the light is more like a dim light. And that's the kind of light he has to have to develop the pictures. And see, Satan's light is not the true light. You understand what I'm saying? When he transforms himself, the Bible says he transformed himself to an angel of light. That is for deception. That is in a deceiving mode. To make himself appear to look to be good or appear to be good, look good when he's false. And one thing about the devil, he may imitate, but he can't hold it. His true nature has to come out. His true nature. Whenever he's trying to, just like we're talking about the Masonic order now. And one of the things that they do is try to portray that they're such a great and good organization. But here's the thing. When something is built upon the nature of Satan, it cannot hold its deception for long because its true nature has to come out. Okay? It has to come out. Amen. Glory to God. It has to come out, period. And so, therefore, it can't hold its deception for long. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, once you start going up into the Masonic order, becoming a high-level Mason and all that, you will start really begin to see who and what you're worshiping. Amen? And for you as Christians who have joined the Masons, see, I know that the majority of it, I'm willing to even say the great majority of you that have become Masons, you did not do your due diligence. If you did your due diligence and you still join, it's something wrong with you. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. Because if you did your due diligence in studying about the Masonic order and all these rituals and worshiping of gods and all that you came across and you still joined, I have to even question whether you were saved. Okay? And that's I have to be honest with you. Because there's no way, if you truly having a heart for truth and for the Lord, there's no way you could have studied this deeply, get this information, what you see, and still say, hey, I want to join and be a Christian. It's something wrong. Now, I know we as Christians, we can be deceived, we can be tricked, we're capable of that, okay? We may miss it. But I'm talking about when you openly knowing that this thing is evil and you still choose to join. That says a lot. They says a lot. Let's go to the book of Psalms, 119th chapter, the book of Psalms, chapter 119. We're going to take a look, chapter 119, book of Psalms. And the first verse we're going to look at is verse 105. Chapter 119, verse 105 in the book of Psalms. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to look at something here, the word of God. And the word said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, who's he talking about? He's talking about God's word. And remember, God is his word. So therefore, he's the God of light. Okay? He's the God of light. And you know, light helps you see the direction of where you need to go. It helps you see the path that you're walking. Okay? And so, here, the writer said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at verse 130. Psalms 119, verse 130. Now let's notice some here in this verse here. He says, the interest of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. He said, the interest of thy word, dear God, thy word giveth light. Because remember, he is the God of light. The word of Satan does not give light, it gives darkness. Okay? It gives darkness. It leads you into darkness. It blinds you. The path that you need to go, it blinds you from even seeing that path. Amen. And once again, we're seeing here that the Lord God, he is the God of light, not Lucifer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And see, I know they would have you, you know, to like believe that Lucifer is the God of light. But no, he's not the God of light, and he never will be. because that's not happening to God of light. In fact, his final destination is the lake of fire and brimstone. And this is why he's out to destroy as many as he can. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to look at another one. I'm going to give you a scripture here. Hallelujah. And amen. Message 84, verse 20. Message 84, verse 20. And I may end up doing this again. I don't know if many of you have is really hearing this this message. The word of God said, when mankind will learn of me, he shall be lifted from darkness into light and power, and hearing me, I will hear him and heal your souls and your lands. So therefore, in order for man to be lifted from darkness into light, that means, and in learning of Christ, that means Jesus has to be the God of light. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So, I thank God for this word today. And once again, I may go back and listen to see how this recorded. I've seen a message on here saying that their blog talk is having problems with their host line and guest call-in function. So, praise be to God. So, I pray that this message went through. If not, hey, we'll do it again. Praise be to God. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.